إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you. And do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And as to what follows, previously we have discussed with you the importance in understanding the role of Isa alayhi salam, Jesus the son of Maryam in al-Islam. And today we continue with the third of our four-part series, which is understanding the importance that we have and the respect that we have for Isa, the prophet and the messenger of Allah. And we have discussed with you and shown to you a way of understanding that we as Muslims, in our belief and in our words and statements and in our actions of prayer, of zakah, of sadaqah, are closer to Isa, the prophet and the messenger of Allah, than any other human beings on the face of the earth. And we have shown this to you from the book of Allah and from the statements of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from the statements of Isa alayhi salam himself. And we have discussed with you the miraculous birth, Mawlid al-Masih, of Isa alayhi salam, of how his mother, Maryam al-Tahira, the purified, conceived Isa without the help of another human being, only by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For she was a virgin, and she carried Isa alayhi salam, and she gave birth to him, and he spoke in his young days, while still suckling, and spoke and ordered the Jews, and ordered the Romans to believe in Allah the Most High. And today we continue with our third part, which is given the title of Ar-Raddu ala al-Nasara, an answer to the lies that were perpetrated by the Christians from that time till this time in regards to the lie of the crucifixion of the Prophet of Allah, Isa alayhi salam. So we will focus our attention to three main points. The first of which is the statement of Allah, وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. What did Allah mean by saying that we shall give Isa the ability and the proof to be a sign for mankind? What were the miracles that Allah bestowed upon Isa to perform in order to convince people to return to the submission and the Islam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Second point that we will discuss with you is after the people saw the miracles, Isa alayhi salam, the prophet and messenger of Allah, could feel, could sense the kufr of them.
فلما أحس عيسى منهم الكفر. الله says in the Quran, and when Isa felt, could sense the disbelief of them. We will see why they disbelieved after clear signs had been shown to them. And third and finally, بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. How Isa was saved by Allah from the plot and the plans of the Jews and the Romans trying to kill him. How Allah and why Allah raised him to the heaven to return one more day in order to kill the Antichrist, Al-Masih al-Dajjal. So let us begin with the first of these important points, which is وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً. Allah said we shall make Isa, Jesus, a sign to mankind. And this is beautifully depicted in Surah Al-Ma'idah, where Allah talks to Isa alayhi salam and says, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ اذْكُرْ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى وَالِدَتِكَ. O Isa, son of Maryam, remember the favors I bestowed upon you and your mother. Remember the favors that I have given you, Ya Isa, speaking to the people in a young age, performing miracles so that they may return to the will of Allah and the power of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَى وَالِدَتِكَ. And the virtues and the favors I bestowed upon your mother. For as Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ. Yes, the malaika used to speak to Maryam. The angels would speak to her and say, Ya Maryam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَحَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. The angels would say to her, O Maryam, Allah has chosen you and purified you and chosen you over the rest of all the women of existence. Favors upon your mother. إِذْ أَيَّتُكَ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ تُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلَى. And I gave you the support and the strength of having Jibreel, the archangel Gabriel, supporting you and pushing you forward in the cause of Allah. تُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلَى. I gave you the ability to speak to mankind although you were still young in years, suckling at your mother. But yet, as soon as he was born, he was telling mankind and calling people to al-Islam, telling them, come to the worship of Allah, come to the submission to the Creator of all that exists. وَكَهْلَى. And also in your older age. And listen now, after these emotional ties, Allah tells him, and the intellectual reasoning, the blessing that we gave you in your intellect. وَإِذْ عَلَّمْتُكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالْتَوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ. Four ways intellectually to reason with people. Isa ibn Maryam was born and he had the ability to read and write. عَلَّمْتُكَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And we gave you wisdom. It is narrated in the stories of the Jews and the Christians and in our tafsirs of the Quran that Isa would sit upon the seats of the ulama, of the scholars of the Jews, and he would teach them their books at the age of 5 years old. وَالْتَوْرَاةِ. And we gave you the Torah. He was born having memorized the whole Torah as a sign to mankind. This is a prophet from Allah. وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. And we reveal to you the gospel so that you will correct from the misguidance that has entered into the books of the Jews. And now Allah describes to him the blessing that he gave him physically. وَإِذْ تَخْلُقُ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ بِإِذْنِي فَتَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِي. And we gave you the ability with our permission, the ability to mold out of clay the shape of a bird. And you blow on this clay and it comes to life. وَإِذْ تُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ بِإِذْنِي. And with our permission we gave you the ability to cure the blind. And not just any blind, not someone who had the ability to see and then became blind. No, the blind who were born blind. وَالْأَبْرَصَ. And to cure the lepers who had leprosy. وَإِذْ تُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي. And we gave you the ability to bring back those who have passed away and died back to life. Bring them back to life with our permission and order.
These were the things that Isa, the Prophet and Messenger of Allah, came to the people with to bring them back to Al-Islam. But yet, the people needed more signs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them one final more sign. وَإِذْ كَفَفْتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَنْكَ. And when I restrained the Jews from them trying to capture you. And this is the greatest of signs that Allah has given Isa, that He saved him and raised him to heaven before they could get to him and try to put him on the cross. This is from the greatest miracles bestowed to Isa alayhi salam. And Allah describes even more. And another blessing and virtue we gave you, ya Isa. وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْحَوَارِيِّينَ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِي وَبِرَسُولِي قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ. And another thing, we gave you support of disciples and companions around you who help you in the cause of Allah. And when we told them, believe in Allah and my messenger Isa, قَالُوا آمَنَّا, they said, we believe in Allah and we testify that we are Muslims, submitters to the will of Allah. But yet even his حواريين, even his own disciples wished for more. After seeing the dead being brought back to life, after seeing all this, they ask Isa and say, إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. They say, Isa, does your Lord Allah have the ability, after seeing all these miracles, to descend upon us from the sky a table spread with food from heaven that we may eat? Isa, knowing that they will be tested and punished if they disbelieve, قال اتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين. He told them, fear Allah if you are believers. So they gave him four excuses and reasons. قالوا نريد أن نأكل منها. First, we are poor and we need to eat. وتطمئن قلوبنا. Second, so that our hearts may be put to rest. وَنَعْلَمَ أَنْ قَدْ صَدَقْتَنَا. And third, so we know that you have come with truth. Fourth, وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. And so that we may be witnesses over it in regards to Allah answering your dua. So Isa raised his hands to Allah and said, اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا أَنْزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا وَآيَةً مِنْكَ وَارْزُقْنَا. He said, Oh Allah, our Lord, descend upon us from the heavens a table spread that we can eat from, and that we will take this day of it descending a day of celebration for us and for those after us. Celebration does not mean a party. يقول الإمام سفيان الثوري أي يوما نصلي فيه. A day that we will mark as a day for us to come together and pray. وَيَقُولُ سَلْمَانُ الْفَارِسِي يَوْمًا يَقُونُ عِظَةً لَنَا وَلِمَنْ بَعْدَنَا. A day which we will take as a warning for us and those who come after us. A day of celebration for us and those who come after us. وَآيَةً مِنْكَ. And a sign from you, O Allah, the Creator, of your ability. وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِ وَارْزُقْنَا. And give us rizq and give us sustenance from you, O Allah. فَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. For surely you, Allah, are the best to provide sustenance. So Allah answered their dua, his dua, and said, قَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah said, I shall bring down this table spread for you, this food from heaven for you to eat, but with a condition. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدُ مِنْكُمْ. But whoever disbelieves after from you, فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِّنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. But whoever disbelieves after this sign, I shall punish him a punishment that I shall not punish any of my other creatures, any of Allah's creation. And after all this, people still, the multitude of people, still disbelieved in Isa. And this is our second point. Not just regular disbelief, but disbelief that wanting to murder him, to crucify him. فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرِ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. When he felt their disbelief emanating from them, he could feel it. He said, who will be my saviors in the cause of Allah?
قال الحواريين, the حواريين, his disciples said, we shall be your saviors in the cause of Allah. آمنا بالله, we believe in Allah. واشهد بأننا مسلمون, and bear witness over us that we are Muslim. ربنا, they make dua. آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. Oh Allah, we have believed in what you have descended upon us, and we believe in your messenger Isa alayhi salam, and we make you bear witness over us that we are believers. And then the next ayah, Allah describes the other people. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. But the other people plotted and planned, plotting to murder Isa, plotting to crucify him. And Allah plotted against their plot. And Allah is the best to plot and plan. And this is where we will stop for Jilsatul Istiraha. And when we stand up, we will continue with the third of our final points, which is why they came to try to take Isa and how Allah saved him and raised him to the sky. بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِكَ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. بل رفعه الله إليه. Verily Allah raised Isa from them. And this is important for us as Muslims to understand and to teach to our little children and to answer the mistakes of others who may claim this claim that Isa was crucified. As Muslims, it is from our aqeedah, from our belief in Allah, that we must believe that Isa alayhi salam was raised by Allah and protected from the Jews and from the Romans and raised to the sky, and that he shall return once again in order to live amongst the Muslims after having killed Al-Masih al-Dajjal, the Antichrist, and live with the Muslims for 40 years. And this is something that we shall see in the next time we meet, insha'Allah ta'ala. But how was he raised? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it from the statements of the Jews. وَقَوْلِهِمْ, as they say in surah, as Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The Jews arrogantly, they say, after they thought they had killed Isa, they say, and we have killed with pride and arrogance, we have killed the Messiah, Isa, the son of Maryam. And they sarcastically say, Rasulullah, their prophet of Allah, their messenger of Allah, sarcastically. But Allah answers them, وَمَا قَتَلُوا. But they did not kill him. وَمَا صَلَبُوا. And they did not even bring them to the cross. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. But it was made to look like that for them. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِنْهِ مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Those who say and make these statements, as Allah says, they are only following rumors and hearsay. They have not truly seen his death. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. They did not truly kill him, for he was raised by Allah. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah surely is the all-powerful and all-wise. And do not think that this is something strange, that Allah raises up a person. For this happened with Idris, one of the prophets of Allah. وَرَفَعْنَا إِدْرِيسَ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. And we raised Idris a high level. Raised him to the heavens. And before him, how great was al-Isra' wal-Mi'raj of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not something strange that Allah will save one of his obedient servants. But this is how Allah always has done with his prophets. Nuh, saved from the flood and from his people. Musa, the ocean was open for him to walk. Isa was raised to the sky. But how was he raised? Let us look in Surah Ali Imran at two words, where Allah said, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيْكَ. Two different processes. Allah says, I shall put you in a state of sleep. وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيْهِ And then I shall raise you. Isa ibn Maryam, when he was raised in a state of sleeping. Although the word says death, but it's like the death that you and I do every night when we go to sleep. The proof is the Quran and the Sunnah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هو الذي يتوفاكم. Same word, إني متوفيك. هو الذي يتوفاكم بالليل. It is Allah who takes you or who puts you in death at night, every time you sleep. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that when we wake up, we say, Alhamdulillah, الذي أحيانا بعد ما أماتنا وإليه النشور. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah who has given us back our life after He has put us in death, meaning sleep, and to Him is the eventual return and resurrection. So Isa was placed in the state of sleep. And then he was raised. How was he raised? It is narrated in the books of Tafsir, and from them, the book of Imam Ibn Abi Hatim and Al-Imam Al-Nasa'i, with authentic chains of narration leading back to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu arda'ah, where he describes to us how Isa was raised. قال خرج على الحواريين عيسى بن مريم ورأسه تقطر من الماء. He exited from one of his private rooms, Isa, and he entered upon his disciples. And it is as if there was water trickling from his hair. So he told them, من منكم يريد أن يلقى عليه شبهي فيقتل ويصلب مكاني ويكون معي في الجنة. He came to his Sahaba, his Hawariyin, his disciples, and said, Who from you is willing to have Allah place my likeness, my look, my body upon him, and that he be placed on that cross, and he be killed instead of me, and he will be rewarded with being with me in the Jannah? فَقَامَ شَابٌ أَحْدَثَهُمْ سِنَّا فَقَالَ لَهُ اجلس. The youngest one of the Sahaba of Isa stood up. He told him, sit down. فعاد عليهم. He asked him the question again. So the young one stood up first again. So he asked him again after telling him to sit down, and the young one stood up again. فقال له عيسى, إذن هو أنت. Therefore you, O young man, you are the one that will be placed. And Allah placed the look of Isa alayhi salam upon this young man. And this young man was taken by the Jews while Isa at that time was raised to the sky in the state of sleep. And this young man was placed on the cross with the likeness, with the shabah. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ But it was made to seem like they killed Isa. And this was a test for the disciples of Isa to see if they would say the truth or not. And many of them believed in Allah. As Ibn Abbas states that after this happened, the people were disagreeing on three terms. Some of the people said that Isa was God, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ And others said, no, Isa was the son of God, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ And others said, no, he was the messenger of Allah who came up to teach us our religion. So the two, those who said he was God and those who said he was the son of God, came together and killed those who said he was not. Those who had true belief. And the haqq became extinguished until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to mankind. بَرَّفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ Verily Allah raised him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today, who has gathered us in this masjid, to gather us all once again in Jannatul Firdaus with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم إننا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد وقرة عين لا تنقطع وقرة عين لا تنقطع ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنات النعيم اللهم أعنا على الحق اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
وسلم وأقم الصلاة.